McDonald Max Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. And now, the Max Pregame Show with your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO.
Good evening and welcome to McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. On WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics, we have Western Cloverbelt Conference basketball here tonight between your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max and the Blackhawks of Bloomer. McDonald comes into this game 5-2. They did have their five-game winning streak snapped on Tuesday night on a game we had for you here on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and WOGO Radio. Bloomer 0-5 on the year, but trending in a positive direction. We'll hear from both head coaches coming up shortly. First, just over 51 seconds remaining in this JV contest. McDonald leading 36-32 over the Blackhawks JV. There was a freshman game earlier as well. McDonald prevailed in that one, and a great crowd on hand, I'll say, again, on both sides. Bloomer always shows up so well for their athletics, and so a great crowd for the freshman game, for the JV game, and then more and more folks filing in now for the varsity contest as well. Sam Aberle is on our camera tonight, our video producer, and Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Halley as our audio producer on the WOGO radio broadcast, WOGO Halley Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, again, 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com, where you can find the audio broadcast and podcast later on. If you're looking to watch the game, we are live on the WOGO radio Facebook page, but would highly encourage you to check out the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. That's WOGO Sports on YouTube. Look it up, hit subscribe, then you'll never miss one of our Chi High or McDonald game broadcasts, because you'll get those notifications so you know whenever we go live. 20 seconds remaining in this JV game, 36-32. McDonald with a four-point lead, and they will inbound. Coming up, we'll have our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Something new coming up after the game. Looking forward to that. Our Fiber Fast Plays of the Game brought to you by 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. We appreciate them very much as they jump in as one of our great sponsors here in 2026. And welcome, by the way, to 2026. And our WOGO Sports calendar is jam-packed, and we are looking forward to bringing you lots of Chi High McDonald action throughout the finish of the regular season for boys and girls basketball, boys and girls hockey, and hopefully deep runs in the playoffs as well, as postseason action will be beginning before we realize it. 17 and a half seconds left in the JV game, 36-32. McDonald trying to inbound the ball successfully. Bloomer with a steal. And the Blackhawks now going the other way, losing the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Bloomer with 11.7 left. And again, they are trailing 36-32 to your McDonald Max. Mark Maloney will be joining me as we get closer to the varsity broadcast. Of course, the warm-ups, and then McDonald and Bloomer taking the floor in a game that was rescheduled from December 18th. Icy conditions prevented that game from being played, and so the schools got together and said, hey, let's come back right before everybody gets back from school. We'll play one right after New Year's Day. As Aiden Bovey grabs a rebound for McDonald JV, and now they can run out the clock. 36-32 JV with a four-point victory, and the McDonald Max boys varsity will be taking the floor next. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Be back after this on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. It's the Max and the Blackhawks coming up in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us on a Friday night.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to McDonald Pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney heading this way as we are set for Western Cloverbelt Conference game number 2 for your McDonald Max boys as they take on the Bloomer Blackhawks again. This game rescheduled from mid-December. McDonald 5-2 on the season, 1-0 in Western Cloverbelt Conference play. Bloomer is still looking for their first victory. They are 0-5 so far, 0-2 in the Western Cloverbelt. We'll hear from head coach Keenan Dahl and head coach Adam Schilling, respectively, coming up shortly. Also, we'll have your Choice and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Quick comparison statistically, McDonald averaging 66.3 points per game, giving up 57.7. Bloomer, not quite as prolific offensively, averaging 50.2 points per game, giving up 62.6. McDonald seems to have a big rebounding edge here tonight, 39.6 rebounds per game. Bloomer, 26.6 rebounds per game. McDonald shooting 40% from the field, Bloomer 35%. Bloomer shooting 27% from three-point range, 23 made. McDonald shooting just 26% from three, but is making 7 per game as they have hit 51 on the season. Max, 13.3 assists per game and 15.3 turnovers per game. Bloomer right now, well, just 11.6 turnovers per game. That's strong, but 10.6 assists per game, again, as they continue kind of find their groove, replacing a lot of minutes from last year. McDonald committing almost 18 fouls per game, and they'll need to stay a little bit cleaner here tonight because Bloomer shoots 71% from the foul line. McDonald averaging almost 19 attempts per game from the foul line, but shooting 57%. As we welcome in Mark Maloney here to our broadcast, again, McDonald and Bloomer, two teams squaring off early in the conference slate for the Western Cloverbelt. And Mark, welcome to 2026. Always good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports, as we've done for so many years. Great to be back for a new year and Western Cloverbelt Conference play.
Yes, I kind of missed the beginning of that. But,
I was just rambling.
So, it's January 2nd here, and half of these guys are just about done with their Christmas break. They're probably all really excited to get back to school on Monday, I'm assuming.
Sure.
So, but, yeah, this is, you know, like I heard you commenting earlier on that, Bloomer does travel well. They follow their athletics very, very well. So there's a good crowd here right now.
And that's a great atmosphere as well,
yes,
too, because sometimes, again, Christmas break, maybe people are traveling, things like that, too. And it's great to have the communities from both sides say, hey, nothing better to do on a Friday night than enjoy some high school athletics.
Yep, got through, New Year's Eve, and everybody's kind of, maybe winding down over the weekend, watching a little bit of football over the weekend. They got their bowl games in, yesterday. And,
yeah. So, good to see Alabama go down.
Well, and I don't mind Alabama. I didn't mind Ohio State. So there were some good football games there. So
yeah,
that's where I was glued to. Imagine that. But, this is I'm looking forward to this. I mean, the kids played really well the other night against a really good Loyal team.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to see how they come out and react to this Bloomer team.
We talked with Coach Schilling a little bit about that, too, and kind of the physicality of Loyal and again, what McDonald is good at, where they can get better, and we'll hear all of that coming up in a few moments here on WOGO Sports, as well as Max pregame continues in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. McDonald and Bloomer back in two as we'll talk with Keenan Dahl of the Bloomer Blackhawks. That's all ahead right after this on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. This is Max Basketball.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
2.5 to go here, first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Colleen hits another one. Wow, between Colleen and Tedley Anderson. It's a big one shooting contest.
Claire Ruff in traffic, whips it back out. Erin Siegenthaler for her third three.
You better believe it.
Look good from here.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Western Cloverbelt Conference Basketball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on Facebook and YouTube. The Bloomer Blackhawks against your McDonald Central Max here with head coach Keenan Dahl of Bloomer. And coach, 0-5 on the season. Yes, you had a lot of talent to replace from the last couple of years, but it seems like this team is trending in a positive direction. Statistically, you're pretty competitive.
We have been, as of late, playing better and competing harder. And I mean, there was a ton of minutes to replace from last year's team, like you said, and we're starting to gel a little bit better, and you know, I know the Clover Belts are going to be a tough grind coming up here with what we have coming, but the kids are competing really hard, and I feel like we're trending in the right direction.
One of the things that maybe does pop out is rebounding. You've got a strong rebounder in Oren Birch, but it seems like, again, in this conference, you have to win that battle on the boards.
We do, and Oren leads us that way, and, you know, pretty much every team we play is a little bit bigger and stronger right now, so we really have to box out hard and really put a focus on trying to rebound the ball, because I mean, everybody's got length and strength over us right now, it seems like.
Also, with some of the powerhouses you play, being able to score with the clock stopped, getting opportunities at free throw line, you shoot a good percentage, but I would think getting even more chances there is key.
Right, and that's one thing we preach, is trying to get to the line a lot, and like, you know, pointed out with Oren, he does a nice job of getting fouled and getting to the line. Some of the other guys are getting better at it. Wyatt Leverson is a sophomore that has been playing pretty well for us, and he does a nice job, too, of going hard to the rim and trying to draw contact.
And finally, Coach, this McDonald team, they're pretty big this year. Obviously, they've got a lot of experience in that senior class, especially. What do you see in them where you say, we've got to do this well to beat this team?
Well, I think the rebounding, like we talked about, is a big thing, because their length combined with their physical strength, you know, with their good football team, and I know most of those kids were football players too, so trying to match their strength is going to be difficult, but we're hoping that we can run them a little bit and make them have to come out and guard us a little bit more and maybe wear them out a little bit and try to see if we can attack it that way.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Always good to see you. Always good to see how Bloomer comes out and supports. It's a wonderful atmosphere here. First game of 2026. Looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Head coach Keenan Dahl back after this with Coach Schilling of the Max. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Max Basketball here on WOGO Sports. Western Cloverbelt Conference game number two for McDonald as they'll face the Bloomer Blackhawks. Here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. And coach, first week of 2026 and only the second conference game. Obviously, you have a few games under your belt, but certainly still trying to get into the swing of things with conference play and get yourself off to a good start.
Yeah, having a home conference game here to start the month is nice. So we've had a stretch of some home games, and coming off a tough loss, we want to try to get that good feeling back at our home gym.
Coach, a couple games and a couple nights. What'd you learn about your team? What'd they learn about themselves in, you know, sort of that playoff atmosphere with back-to-back night games?
We talked a lot about being mentally focused and kind of understand the finer points of playing basketball. So we kind of concentrated on the mental part a little bit, just making sure we knew, you know, out of bounds plays and those types of things. So just really trying to focus in on those little things and see if we can improve on those.
When you look at your team, obviously you have some length. You've got a lot of athleticism. You've got a lot of experience. But just going back to that Loyal game for a little bit, they were an aggressive, tenacious team, and in a way maybe out-physicaled you a little bit when the refs were kind of letting things go, letting people play, and they took advantage of that.
Yeah, that was one thing I was kind of disappointed in. We've talked about being the more physical team before the game, and they definitely were more physical than we were. So it took us out of our things. We wanted to run on offense a little bit. And we just didn't handle that very well. So we got to make sure we do the better job against those types of teams.
And finally, Coach, when you talk about physicality, this is a Bloomer team that has a lot of minutes to replace from what they had last year. Still got some good athletes over there, but probably from a size and physicality advantage, you would think on paper you guys would have that. And so a chance to take advantage of that and really win the battle on the boards especially.
Yeah, we've been rebounding pretty well so far in our first seven games. That's one thing we got to keep doing, but just working inside out on offense is something we're working on the last couple days, and trying to get a little higher percentage shots, especially from the three-point line. If we work it inside out, those are a lot higher percentage.
Coach, we'll talk to you afterward. Hopefully we're talking about McDonald getting back on the winning track here and another conference win.
Great. Thank you for coming.
Head coach Adam Schilling here, McDonald pregame show on WOGO Sports.
Hey, Dad, is that the Big Dipper?
No, son. That's a satellite, and the reason we don't have internet when it rains.
Tired of your inconsistent internet interrupting the things you need to do on a daily basis? Contact 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom to visit your home and discuss fiber optic reliability, speed, and signal strength. Fiber beats satellite and 5G every time. Keep stargazing in the heavens and start relying on fiber internet below the ground. Contact our local experts at WWT.net today at 231-2000.
We welcome in 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom to our family of sponsors here on WOGO Sports. They'll be bringing you the fiber fast plays of the game after all of our broadcasts throughout 2026, so we appreciate their investment in high school athletics. I'm Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, and it's time for the Choice and Ford Keys of the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. McDonald and Bloomer, conference foes here. What's McDonald got to do to stay unbeaten in conference play, Mark?
Well, I think the word came out in both coaches' pregame was the physicality of this game. McDonald needs to come out and play a very physical game. They're fast enough, they're tall enough, they're big enough. They just got to play up to their potential, and I think they'll be okay against a little smaller Bloomer team. But again, they got to come out and run on these guys, and they got to play them tough.
Should be a good atmosphere here tonight as well, as so many folks have come out from both sides. And great to see our first broadcast of 2026. Welcome here on WOGO Sports. Make sure you hit subscribe on that WOGO Sports YouTube channel so you never miss our Chi High or McDonald coverage. We'll step out, be back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports with the starting lineups. Back in 2.5, this is McDonald Basketball.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgala for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgala did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments. The only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It's time for basketball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Zach Wycheck, our audio producer, back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Zach, back there, here on site, is Sam Aberle, our video producer, camera man extraordinaire, as we see the McDonald Max and the Bloomer Blackhawks being introduced by PA announcer Kurt Galvez. For Bloomer, Luke Carlson, 6 foot senior number two, averaging 1.8 points, 2.2 rebounds. Tegan Steele, 5'11", senior number three, averaging 8 points and 1.6 rebounds. John Bischel, 5'11", senior, has hit 8 threes on the season, has 11.6 points, second on the team, 4.4 rebounds, perfect from the free throw line. He's number 10. Number 23 is Oren Burrish, their 6'2 senior leader. 15.4 points per game to lead the team. Also leads them in rebounds at 8.8. Wyatt Lieberson, 6'3 sophomore. Number 24, 7.6 points, 2.4 rebounds. Coach Keenan Dahl at the helm of Bloomer. And he's mentioned Lieberson as probably the most athletic player they'll have on the floor, a talented young sophomore. On the other side for the McDonald Max boys, and head coach Adam Schilling. They'll start number 22, Nathan Hazel, the 6'3 junior guard forward combo. 9 points per game, 6.3 rebounds. Number 23, Cale Holm. He's hit 19 three-pointers on the season, a 5'10" senior, 11.2 points per game, 3.8 rebounds. Number 33, Carson Galvez, 6'5", senior forward, 11.5 points per game, 4.7 rebounds per game. Carson is leading the team in scoring. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, 6'5", junior forward, number 34, 11 points per game, 5.5 rebounds per game. That's second on the team in rebounding. And Mason Bussey, the team's leading rebounder, the 6'6", senior center, number 44, 6.2 points per game, but 10.8 rebounds per game to lead the team in that category. We talk about physicality. Mason has that in spades, but he's got, again, I think you don't always realize how quick his feet are and how agile he is as well, despite his size.
Yes, he is. He's a quick young man and gets things done in there. Like I said, he had a good game against Loyal. Take care of the paint, and that's where he's going to be. He's going to be in there guarding his spot, and it's going to take a big person to get him out of the way. So we'll see how Mason does. He always comes out strong. So
Brennan Lizelle Christensen and Oren Burrish to jump it up. Neither one gets it in the air, but a little bit quicker was Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Bloomer in their black uniforms, tops and bottoms, white numerals, white lettering, the burnt orange piping, and accents on the sides of the tanks and shorts. McDonald white uniforms, resplendent in their whites with the royal blue numerals and lettering, gold piping, and the blue and white checkerboard pattern on the sides. Carson Galvez gets his own rebound up and in for two early on. The battle on the boards. First one goes to McDonald. Carson, the leading scorer, as we mentioned, for Coach Adam Schilling. But they've got three guys averaging double figures, and Nathan Hazel close behind. Feed into the paint. Falling away is Burrish. No good. Rebound goes back to McDonald. Carson Galvez. Flip out to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Brennan holding. Goes right side Carson Galvez. Galvez leaves for Hazel on the right wing. Hazel to Galvez. Drops in to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Just inside the free throw line. His jumper off the mark. Rebound back to Bloomer. 2-0 McDonald, just over a minute gone by here, first half. Again, a lot of different faces for the Bloomer Blackhawks.
Yes.
Burrish swings left side. That's Tegan Steele. He's at 7 threes. Burrish baseline, no. As he tried to go right through the body of his defender, and that didn't work. Brennan Lizelle Christensen driving in hard. Miss, offensive rebound. Oh. Mason Bussey puts it up.
Mason's up and down the floor.
4-0 McDonald, and again, second chance points. Offensive rebounds is Nathan Hazel with a steal. Hazel driving left side, left block extended, floats it up top, Mason Bussey.
Get up and organize the offense here.
Carson Galvez hassled by Steele. Right near the nose of the Bulldog logo at midcourt. Nathan Hazel drops down to Cale Holm in the right corner. Burrish comes out on him. They'll drop it down to Mason Bussey. Bussey kick out to Hazel. Hazel at the left elbow drops into Brennan Lizelle Christensen. He's doubled. Back out to Nathan Hazel. He'll take a three straight on, just rimmed out. Offensive rebound again. That's Brennan Lizelle creating space. They'll call an offensive foul, and probably a good call there.
Yeah.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. That's White City Glass. Inbounds against some full court McDonald pressure. Burrish across the timeline. Mason Bussey picks him up outside the arc right wing. Nice feed into the paint. Back rim, no. The miss from Luke Carlson. It's a good look. Just wouldn't go down for Bloomer. 4-0 McDonald. Carson Galvez to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Cale Holm left corner. Up top, Carson Galvez. Right wing feed, Nathan Hazel. Hazel across the floor, tipped away and stolen by Bloomer. On the run, Nathan runs it down, knocks it away from John Bischel and gets it back. Good hustle by Hazel. Right corner, bullet feed, down low. Beautiful look for Mason Bussey. That one coming from Cale Holm, the quarterback, finds his offensive lineman.
I was thinking the same thing, Cale.
Runner for Burrish, too strong. Bussey rips down the rebound. Nathan Hazel, McDonald has numbers. Right corner, Carson Galvez for three. Splash it home. What a run for McDonald to start. Timeout on the floor. 30-second break, and we're back. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Sam Aberle on site, our video producer.
Now, Caleb, I will say that Mason did catch a touchdown pass from Kale during the season. It was an overload. And he became an eligible receiver and did a nice job.
I love that you put that in there for him. 9-0 McDonald, off to a good start early on here. Caden Lesney, a 6'7" junior, has come into the game. A miss by Bloomer and Brennan Lizelle Christensen on the run. Brennan to the left corner, Nathan Hazel out to Carson Galvez. Passed up his second three, instead weaves down the lane. No, grabs his own rebound after miss with the left hand. Blocked on the way up, but a whistle and a foul. So Lesney adds some height, 6'7", the junior, and Coach Keenan Dahl probably saying, hey, we're having trouble clearing the offensive glass especially. Yeah. And so we'll add a little length as Carson Galvez will be at the line for two. McDonald's leading scorer is 5. Give him 6. 10-0 McDonald. Second free throw coming up here for Carson. McDonald Sr. Perfect swish on that one as well. 11-0 the Max. Full court pressure. Bloomer coming the other way. Max Mindell also came to the game, 5'11" senior. There's a turnover for the Blackhawks. And again, a lot of minutes. I know we mentioned this throughout the pregame, but a lot of minutes for Coach Keenan Dahl and his team to replace. And so it's kind of a work in progress.
Yes.
They're 0-5 on the season. Have played teams pretty tight recently. Had a couple 14-point losses to start. Got to go against Regis tops in the conference coming up early next week. So they'd love to get their first conference victory here. McDonald having other ideas, though, as Cale Holm, a nice jumper from the left baseline. 13-0 McDonald is Holm into the scoring column. He's second on the team with 11.2 points per game. Mindell in the lane. Kick out. Three. Rims out. Brennan Lizelle Christensen with the rebound. Goes left side for Cale Holm. Holm cross-court skip Carson Galvez. Galvez. High post feed, Nathan Hazel. Hazel working a pivot foot. Brennan Lizelle Christensen. That lefty stroke off the mark. Rebound. Nathan Hazel grabs the offensive board. He attacks the glass. Goes strong. His shot blocked. And that looked like that was Lesney who got a long arm on that one. 13-0 McDonald. Burrish looking into the post for Lesney. Knocked away and gobbled up by Mason Bussey. Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Jump stop. Oh, he might get called for a second offensive foul. He will. That's two on Brennan Lizelle Christensen. And I think accurate calls, tough against Brennan, but
yeah, he just gets
on top of that one.
Gets a lot of momentum going, and he wants to take the ball to the rack, and it just gets too much momentum going and kind of running people over.
Two team fouls on McDonald. That's the second on Brennan Lizelle Christensen. So Desian Matthews will come into the game, number 11. 6'3" senior guard, averaging 6 points per game. He is shooting nearly 50% from three-point range. Over 5 minutes gone by here in the opening half. McDonald leading 13-0. Bloomer blanked on the scoreboard so far, still looking for their first bucket. Three for the left corner. That could break the goose egg at Wona. The miss from Tegan Steele. Up top, Carson Galvez. Desian Matthews in the left corner. Drops it into Mason Bussey. Bussey going up strong. No, rebound knocked away. And back to the Blackhawks and Oren Burrish. Bloomer on the far side, driving to the lane, runner from the free throw line, no. Good offensive rebound by Luke Carlson. He's trapped along the baseline, looking for help. Mason Bussey rips it away. Jump ball possession will stay with Bloomer. Wurzgalo Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project. installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Bloomer the inbounds. Lesney kicks it back up top. Bloomer up top with Tegan Steele, leaves it left side for Connor Schemenauer, 5'8" sophomore. Pass in the paint, forced, and Carson Galvez knocked it away. Desian Matthews saves it from right in front of the student section. One third of the way through the first half, McDonald leading 13-0. Isaac Crawford, the junior number one, is coming to the game for McDonald. Three from the right corner, splash it. Cale Holm, 16-0 McDonald.
Great
shot
there by Cale. 20th
three on the season from Cale Holm. Lesney, spin along the baseline, working against a walled-up Carson Galvez. Bloomer on the right wing, Schwarzenberger. Drops off for Tegan Steele. Schwarzenberger, the 6'3" senior, throws into the corner, threw it away. He was looking for Connor Schemenauer, couldn't handle the pass. Luke Anderson coming into the game for Coach Schilling, number 24, another junior. A lot of bounce in Luke Anderson. He went on an absolute tear. I mean, you'd know better than anyone else, but what a tear he went on in the playoffs especially.
Yes.
You guys ran the ball all throughout the season. Flashes of what Cale Holm to Luke Anderson could be, and then in the postseason just kind of took the lid off that.
Yeah.
Nice feed down low. Nathan Hayes a little bit too strong. Anderson goes up high and pops the rebound to Desian Matthews. Another feed inside. Another block, Nathan Hazel, but out to Isaac Crawford. Crawford has his pass batted right into the arms of Hazel, and Hazel trying to look for Desian Matthews' weak side. Lost the handle. Good interior defense by Bloomer that time.
They did. A couple of nice blocks.
16-0 the max. Three different players have scored so far for McDonald. Bloomer again, still looking for their first bucket. Not going to get it here. Isaac Crawford goes behind his back after the steal. Finds Luke Anderson. Anderson floats in the air. No offensive rebound, Desian Matthews, but he threw it away. Connor Schemenauer stepping in front of the pass. Pushed ahead to Burrish. Burrish between a couple defenders up with the left hand, and Bloomer's on the scoreboard. 16-2 McDonald. Desian Matthews up top. Gets it back on the left wing. Desian for three, shooting nearly 50%. He hit another one.
Nothing but net.
19-2. Oh, the senior has a really nice stroke. About 8 minutes gone by. Left corner feed for Bloomer. Good look at a three from that left corner. That one's good. 19-5. Tegan Steele, his eighth three-point make of the season. They set that one up well. Got a good screen action from Oren Burrish to clear some space for Steele. Left elbow feed. Kick to the right corner. Cale Holm, bullet pass down low. Hazel gets bumped on the way up. Ball back to Bloomer. Luke Carlson with that rebound.
Nathan's had a couple of good looks there underneath the basket, and Bloomer tightens it up on him.
Almost halfway through the first half. 14-point lead for McDonald. Took a while for Bloomer to score their first basket, but we'll see if the lid comes off the bucket for them. Up top, Tegan Steele. Working a left-handed dribble. Oh. Took an extra step, and the official's right on top of it. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on multiple social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. That's Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Carson Galvez back out there. Isaac Crawford.
Dawson Moulton entered the game.
Dawson getting his first action, number 30, the senior. Talk about players who came alive in the playoffs. Dawson was alive and well all throughout the season as he was just an absolute beast.
Yes.
And he's fouled underneath.
And, you know, just talk a little football here, Caleb.
Sure, no problem with that.
You got that running game of Dawson, and that's what opens up the passing game to Luke. You know, when they got to bring people up and try to stop Dawson on a couple of good ball fakes, and leaves Luke.
First free throw rims out for Mullen. And honestly, one of the things let's talk a little football. What really impressed me about Dawson, not only was he, again, best running backs in the state, but took some pride in his defense as well, too. He was picking off passes.
Yeah.
Great in coverage. Luke Anderson grabs the offensive board off the miss. Right side, Desi and Matthews for another three. That one too strong. Coach Keenan Dahl brought that up as well, too. He said there's a lot of football players on this McDonald team, and that's why the physical battle is something that worried him a little bit. Tacking into the paint. Tough shot from just inside the foul line. That one missed. Batted around Wyatt Leverson. The bouncy 6'3" sophomore with a miss there. Desi and Matthews in the left corner. Long cross-court skip. Carson Galvez. Up top, Isaac Crawford between the wheels. Crawford probing. Drops it down to Dawson Moulton. Moulton spinning. Doubled. Crawford stepping back for three. Right wing. That one bounces off. Anderson almost corralled another offensive rebound. Batted it to Desi and Matthews. Burrish in the corner and somehow sneaks a pass near midcourt. Blocked shot by Anderson as he sends it. Return to sender from John Bischel. Jumper from the far side, no offensive rebound. Luke Carlson. Kick out Burrish for three. That one off the mark. Isaac Crawford with the rebound. Crawford loops it right wing. Gets it back high on the left side. Poked away. Crawford trying to steal it. It'll stay with McDonald as Crawford. I think he's all right, but he took a hard seat on the Bloomer bench.
Yeah, one of the chairs kind of gave way there, but.
And probably give him a moment here.
Middle of the back, maybe, hitting that bench.
Isaac's back to his feet, but again, hopefully he's A-OK. Hard shot over there. And Isaac's going to take a little time here.
He's out there. He's giving it everything he's got.
So Crawford will just try and walk this one off a little bit, pacing the sideline. They'll check on him, make sure he's all right. Nathan Hazel, Carson Galvez, Cale Holm, Desi Matthews, Mason Bussey then. The five on the floor right now for McDonald. Leading 19-5. Desi and Matthews, Cale Holm, wide open, corner pocket, three rims in and out. Battle for the rebound, won by Bloomer, and John Bischel clears it. Bischel goes right side, that's Luke Carlson, guarded by Mason Bussey, trying to get by him. At the right block, he's doubled by Desi Matthews, and a block by several pairs of hands.
Yeah, he was surrounded there.
Bounce squeezed out of there. Carson Galvez attacks into the paint.
A jump ball.
And a jump ball possession should stay with McDonald. Well, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Carson Galvez will inbound, shoots it up top right wing. Cale Holm, long cross-court pass, and that's stolen away. That's Leverson. Leverson going high off the glass, too strong. Push ahead to Carson Galvez. Galvez drives in hard, high off the glass. No offensive rebound. Mason Bussey cleans up the loose change. 21-5, McDonald. Mason Bussey with 6 points. That's right around his season average. Lesney trying to spin on Bussey. Throws it up top to Bischel. Bischel had a nice game. 22 points, 4 made threes in the loss to Colfax. Back on the 22nd of December, 61-53, they found that game. Nice, tough bucket inside. That was Burrish. 21-7, our score. Burrish has four. Desi and Matthews left wing as Brennan Lizelle Christensen has those two fouls about to check back in. Carson Galvez contested catch right wing. Drops it down to Mason Bussey. Bussey battling hard, comes up short, offensive rebound, puts it back, and he's just too big and too strong. 23-7.
He's padding his rebound stats.
Averaging almost 11 rebounds per game. He's at a 20-plus rebound game already this season. 23-7 McDonald. Bischel in the right corner. Hazel checks him. Bischel gets by Hazel for a moment. Pulls up. Good recovery by Nathan Hazel. Offensive rebound. Reverse. No. And now Hazel clears the rebound to Carson Galvez. Galvez drives in hard. Had his shot blocked out of bounds. Will stay with McDonald. With 5:17 to play here in the first half.
Now Bloomer does a nice job protecting their basket.
Desi and Matthews. We'll take a breather as Brennan Lizelle Christensen back in. Donald will switch things around a little bit on their inbounds plays. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows. Nathan Hazel over to Cale Holm. Long cross-court skip, Carson Galvez. Up top to Galvez. Leaves for Cale Holm. Right side, Nathan Hazel. Finds Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Carson Galvez, left corner. Thought about a three, instead attacks into the paint.
And again, they do a nice job in there, Bloomer's defense.
Bloomer with a steal. Drop down to Lesney, left block extended against Cale Holm. Pretty big height advantage there, and Lesney takes advantage of it. Little jump hook to make it 23-9. Caden Lesney, his first basket. 6'7" junior. Carson Galvez, right wing, Nathan Hazel. Hazel out to Carson. Deep three, left wing, rimmed out.
In and out.
Lesney with the rebound. Just over 4 minutes to play here in the opening half, 23-9 McDonald here on WOGO Sports. The Max and Bloomer. Kick out on the left side. Weaverson drops down to Lesney. Lesney, tough shot along the baseline, and that one rolls in. He's got four straight points.
I have to do a little switching up there with the height advantage with Cale guarding him.
23-11. Bloomer trailing by 12, trying to make a push here before the half. Whistle and a travel called on Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Fall away three, caroms off the front iron, long rebound out to Nathan Hazel. Mason Bussey. Brennan Lizelle Christensen, the lefty stroke from the right wing, too strong. Offensive rebound attempt, no. Is Nathan Hazel working hard down there? He'll get a hand up from Bloomer. But it will be Blackhawks basketball.
Full timeout.
Full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Hoops on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Welcome back to Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. 3:12 to play first half. 23-11. McDonald with a 12-point lead over the Bloomer Blackhawks. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Bischel out of the timeout. Good look at a three. Off the side iron. No offensive rebound. Lesney. Lesney up with a right hand. Too strong. Long rebound. Tracked down by Brennan Lizelle Christensen. To Cale Holm, left corner. Floats it back up top. Carson Galvez. Right side, Nathan Hazel. He's got a good look at a three. Rattles it home. Nathan Hazel makes it 26-11. McDonald.
Nathan's first basket.
He's been working hard all game. Fifteen-point lead for the Max. Right side is Burrish. Burrish has it knocked away off the shin of Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Deegan Steele retrieves. Back up top to Burrish. Brennan Lizelle Christensen on Burrish. At the left elbow. Looking for a pass.
Holy
and
travel.
Walked with the basketball. 2:07 left. Here in the first half, McDonald forcing another turnover. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Carson Galvez at the point for McDonald. Leaves it for Luke Anderson, high on the left. Anderson fires it down to Nathan Hazel. Hazel, a nice spin. Someone got a piece of his shot. I think that was Lesney again, who's been patrolling the paint for Bloomer.
Nathan's having a hard time. Some of them guys are just having a hard time. Like I said, Bloomer does a good job protecting that basket in the paint.
Lesney. Oh. Double comes over, knocked out of bounds as Carson Galvez came to give a helping hand to Cale Holm. Lesney at 6'7", Cale at 5'10". Inbounds will be upcoming from Wyatt Leverson, who just came into the game to spell Luke Carlson. To Bischel. Bischel looking for three. Ooh. That one pure. 26-14, a left wing bomb for John Bischel. His first made three. Again, he had four their last game against Colfax, the game they lost by eight, but he had 22 to lead all scores. Miss on the jumper. Anderson fights through the rebound to Desian Matthews. Matthews off the mark. Rebound to Burrish.
It's just fun to watch them. They're trying everything in the paint.
Another three. Two in a row for Bischel. This one from straight on. 26-17. John Bischel getting hot.
Kind of chipping away at it.
9-point lead, 49 seconds left. McDonald with the basketball and the advantage. Anderson out to Cale Holm. Carson Galvez left wing now, guarded by Burrish. Finds Nathan Hazel. Hazel, his 3-point jumper, no, rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Bloomer. Hazel battling for that one and forced it to go off the Blackhawks.
One of the basic fundamentals of basketball is follow your shot, and that's exactly what Nathan did, and the ball came right back to him.
Carson Galvez inbound, finds Cale Holm just inside the arc right wing. Cale to Carson Galvez, passes up the three with the head fake, weaves into the lane, runner too strong, and batted out to Bloomer and Tegan Steele. Blackhawks on the move, may hold this one for the final shot, down 26-17. Bischel's had the hot hand. Cale Holm coming out on him. Good screen from Burrish up top. Bischel bumped. McDonald had plenty of fouls to give. Carson Galvez picks up the team's third, his first. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new clinic and surgery center in Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Leverson to inbound, the sophomore. Tegan Steele drops left side for Burrish. 7 seconds to play. Burrish back to Steele left wing. 4 seconds. Steele steps into a three from the left corner. That's batted away and underneath. Luke Carlson can't get a shot off, and McDonald leads by 9 at the break. 26-17. We'll step out for 3 minutes. Be back after this on WOGO Sports. McDonald leading Bloomer. Stay with us here on WOGO. Your halftime highlights, leading scores, analysis, all ahead here in 3 minutes. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
2.5 to go here, first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Colleen hits another one. Wow, between Colleen and Tedley Anderson. It's a big one shooting contest.
Claire Ruff in traffic, whips it back out. Erin Siegenthaler for her third three.
You better believe it.
Look good from here.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom visit your home for a free security system consultation. Do you have a faucet that freezes every winter or flooding in your basement? Throw down a floor monitor or install a glass break sensor by your back door, which is the most common entry point for vandals. WWIB listeners get a free pan, tilt, and zoom camera valued at $100 with every security system. Everyone wants an affordable security system after a bad experience. Why not call before? Call a 24/7 Telecom professional today at 231-2000.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toys and Ford, the Valley's best choice.
McDonald basketball on WOGO Sports. Good to have you with us. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Halley as our audio producer, on-site camera operator, and video producer is Sam Aberle. 26-17 at the break. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. We'll get to your halftime highlights and leading scores in a moment, but your impressions of the first half, physical as we thought. McDonald maybe coming out stronger earlier on, but have been very impressed, especially with the interior defense from this Bloomer team.
Yes, I agree. I mean, McDonald came out very, very tough right away. It took Bloomer quite a while to get on the board, and then once they kind of figured it out, they're doing a nice job out there, only down by, what, nine right now. So McDonald's attacking the basket, doing a good job there, but Bloomer's just not letting them have it. You know, they're taking the ball away when it's down low.
Yeah.
So they're doing a nice job defensively. And, again, I think Coach Schilling's going to go out there and tell them, hey, let's pick up the pace here a little bit and get a little more tougher.
Both teams, physical underneath, but we only saw, what, a combined three fouls, or maybe it was four fouls in the entire first half. So, again, good discipline on both sides defensively to not get some of those cheap fouls.
Yes, and, again, both sides are doing a good job there. So I'm impressed with Mason's physicality out there and taking care of his end of the paint down there, and he's doing a nice job of offensive rebounds, and you know, maybe get him in there to move people around a little bit too.
Leading scorers look like this for the Bloomer Blackhawks. They were led by John Bischel late in the first half. He got hot, hit those two threes. He has 6 points to lead the team, then four for Oren Burrish, three for Tegan Steele, and two apiece for Caden Lesney and Wyatt Leverson. That doesn't seem right.
No, yeah, I think Lesney got four.
Yeah, Lesney has four, excuse me. So four for Lesney. On the other side for McDonald, they've had five different players score, led by Mason Bussey with eight, seven for Carson Galvez, five for Cale Holm, three apiece for Desi Matthews and Nathan Hazel. That should add up to 26 points, and I think I got that one right. Let's take a listen to some of our halftime highlights before we give you a quick break and come back with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. It sounded like this in the first half on WOGO Sports. Tipped away and stolen by Bloomer on the run. Nathan runs it down, knocks it away from John Bischel and gets it back. Good hustle by Hazel. Right corner. Bullet feed down low. Beautiful look for Mason Bussey. That one coming from Cale Holm. The quarterback finds his offensive lineman. Runner for Burrish. Too strong. Bussey rips down the rebound. Nathan Hazel. McDonald has numbers. Right corner. Carson Galvez for three. Splash it home. What a run for McDonald to start. Timeout on the floor. 30 seconds. 16-2 McDonald. Desi Matthews up top. Gets it back on the left wing. Desi in for three, shooting nearly 50%. He hit another one. That's how the first half sounded. We'll step out and be back in 90 seconds here on WOGO Sports with Mark Maloney's Military Shoutouts. Back in a minute and a half.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
As the second half begins, before we get there, we bring you Mark Maloney's Military Shoutouts, our halftime tradition. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and Happy New Year to all of our military people out there. Let's start with Alex Maloney, our son down at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. Joy Kubishik up at Eielson Air Force Base, Fairbanks, Alaska. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Craig Hovland is at Davis Monthith Air Force Base in Arizona. Sarah Passon-Bovies with the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Kristen Levesser is in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis also. Carter Billen, working security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. John Hayton is with the Army Guard out of Spooner, is on deployment overseas. Wayne Trimble with the Wisconsin Army National Guard, getting ready to retire here in 2 months. Noah Stewart is a Chi I grad at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C., Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska. He flies reconnaissance RC-135s. Mason Gadel is a 2022 Chi High grad with the Merchant Marines. Paul Tetrott is fresh into the Army with a 2025 graduate from McDonnell. Evan Eckes is in the Navy ROTC out at Purdue. Jonathan Larson is a 2020 McDonnell grad in the Army down in Texas, does avionics. And also want to shout out my nephew, Stephen Maloney. He's with the Colorado Army Reserves. He's a Black Hawk pilot, and he just got deployed overseas. I think he left probably right after Christmas. And so those guys are all deployed overseas. So, again, that's what our military does. They do what they have to do with sacrifice a lot of time away from their family to protect our family. So a huge thank you to all of our military.
Again, we can't say thank you enough, and just a small token of appreciation to be able to have the time here at halftime of all of our McDonald boys and girls basketball games to be able to honor those who are serving. And we would love to, again, honor more and more all throughout this season. So please let us know. You can contact us through our website, WOGO.com. Contacts through our YouTube channel or social media channels if you have someone else to add to the list. Or yes. Contact Mark Maloney directly as well.
Yes, it'll be awesome to get this list growing again.
Well, let's get into the second half action. Bloomer will start out with the basketball. Moving left to right here as they trail by 9, 26-17. Original starting five on the floor for McDonald. Carson Galvez, Cale Holm, Brennenzel Christensen.
Uh-oh.
Who comes away with a steal. Look out, Brennan Lizell. Christensen missed the dunk. Hard foul as he'll get a hand up from Oren Burrish. And Brennan will go to the line shooting two.
Yeah.
17-37. Big challenge there at the rim, and Brennan can fly. So
yeah. But Burris wasn't going to have
a pretty big spill.
Any of it, but.
Brennan, first free throw is good. 27-17. He's been shooting 38% from the foul line. That one, a good stroke. Hey, join us Sunday, January 25th for the McDonald Erie Catholic School Spaghetti Spectacular. Homemade spaghetti, garlic bread, and desserts. Is the second free throw no good. Nathan Hazel trying to track it down, and he will, trying to call for a timeout near midcourt. And they don't give it to him. He fell out of bounds, and Nathan saying, I was calling for a timeout. But the officials
see it differently. We'll see. If he didn't see it, I guess he can't call it. I mean, the referee was right there. Didn't hear him, didn't see him. Can't help you.
All right, Bloomer Basketball. Again, that Spaghetti Spectacular, Sunday, January 25th from 11 to 4 right here at McDonald Central Catholic High School in Chippewa Falls. A delicious free will spaghetti meal and family fun for all ages. Don't miss this community tradition, January 25th. Open everyone, see you there. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Bloomer.
Tough defense there by Kale. Just wouldn't let him get any forward momentum going, and Kale did a nice job on defense there.
10-point lead for the Macs. Nathan Hazel drives into the paint, kick out Carson Galvez, right block. Dumps it down to Brandon Lazell Christensen, no offensive rebound, Mason Bussey counted and a foul.
I'm telling you, Mason in the paint, man, just give him the ball.
Three the old-fashioned way, a possibility for that for Mason Bussey, McDonald senior, as he makes it 29-17, the Macs. Free throw, front rim, no. Brennan Lazell Christensen battling Burrish for the offensive rebound, doesn't get it. Minute gone by, McDonald's back to a double-digit advantage. And they came out hot to begin the game. Drive down to the left block for Tegan Steele. Leverson, right side. Nathan Hazel steps in front of a pass. Hazel now on the attack in the lane. Scoops it to Brennan Lazell Christensen. No offensive rebound. Oh. Mason Bussey almost had another and one. He's fouled, and he'll go to the line shooting two. Sparked there by Nathan Hazel, who had a nice run out after deflecting the pass. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. WOGO on the FM dial at 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Also, WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. We have a 60-second timeout. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Coming out of the timeout, welcome back to Max Basketball and WOGO Sports. Experience the power and the passion of Les Miserables School Edition as McDonald Central Catholic High School and Notre Dame Middle School present the 40th anniversary production. No good on the first free throw for Mason Bussey. Performances run January 29th, 30th, and 31st at 7 p.m. with a matinee February 1st at 2 p.m. Tickets on sale now. Secure yours today. Second free throw, no good. Cale Holmes trying to run down the loose ball, and it trickles out of bounds. We'll stay with Bloomer.
Yep.
Again, just those four performances for Les Miserables School Edition. Tickets on sale now. Secure yours today. Purchase tickets here at the high school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Oren Burrish going in hard in the body of Mason Bussey, who walls up and knocks it out of bounds.
He stands right still and puts his arms up.
Bussey building a wall. It will be Bloomer basketball, but a nice defensive play after Burrish had ahead of steam. Inbounds to Bischel, hit those two threes at the end of the half, and Nathan Hazel just took it away. And Hazel gets fouled, frustration foul by Bischel, but how about Nathan Hazel, just the one-on-one defense.
Yeah, he's picked the pocket of a couple people already tonight.
So Hazel will inbound with his team leading 29-17. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Nice feed down to Hazel. Hazel goes up with the opposite hand. No, grabs his own rebound. Left hand again and finishes. Working hard, Nathan Hazel.
Nice job staying with it.
31-17. Hazel now has 5 points on the night. Whistle far side with exactly 2 minutes gone by here in the second half as the ball out of bounds to the Blackhawks. Inbounding Max Mindell. Tegan Steele back up to Mindell, right wing. Luke Carlson holding. Finds Steele. Steele for three, looking for his first points. No offensive rebound. Back to Carlson. Carlson, kick out Mindell. And Tegan Steele working off his screen. Bischel, guarded by Nathan Hazel. Hazel with a hand in his face. Brennan Lizell-Christensen knocked it away, but right back to Bischel. Bischel counted and a foul. That foul from behind, I think, by Hazel, and that ball just took a nice Bloomer bounce, honestly. And Bischel, Johnny on the spot. He now has 8 points to lead the way for the Blackhawks, who are up 31-19, but looking to hit the 20-point mark here. And if Bischel can hit this free throw, he has not missed from the foul line. 10 for 10 on the season.
Put that foul on Kale.
Free throw's good, so 11 for 11. So not on Hazel, as I mentioned incorrectly, but on Kale Holman. Four fouls on Bloomer here in the second half, just one on McDonald, and just the first on Kale Holm. Holm has it up top, left side, Carson Galvez. Brennan Lizell-Christensen, show and go, driving. Right side, knocked away and stolen. Connor Schemenauer with his steal. Schemenauer across the timeline, left side, Lesney, who had a nice first half. Bischel up top, guarded by Hazel. Hazel pokes it away again. Oh. Last touch by McDonald. Good one-on-one defense by Nathan Hazel.
He's quick. He's got quick hands.
14:56 to play in the game. 31-20. McDonald up 11. They led by 9 at the break. Screen up top from Lesney. Schemenauer back to Lesney, the 6'7" junior. Lesney gets it back from Burrish, blocked by Mason Bussey, but they'll call a foul with 14:41 to play. Well, enrollment is open at McDonald Erie Catholic Schools, now enrolling students for grades 3K through 12. Experience a nurturing, faith-based education that inspires excellence and fosters growth. Visit the website, apply today, join the community of learners, McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. That's McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. First free throw is good for Lesney. Second one too strong. So 31-20. Lesney now with 5 points.
I think he missed that first one. He missed them both.
Maybe I just missed putting the point up on the scoreboard. Yeah. Carson Galvez straight on for three. Didn't miss that one. Galvez makes it 34-20. Point lead for McDonald. The answer for three. That one's good, far side, and that's Tegan Steele.
Oh, Schemenauer.
Schemenauer, excuse me. Number five. 34-23. Still an 11-point advantage. Carson Galvez trying to go 2-for-2 in the second half. No, Lesney with the rebound. Schemenauer to Bischel. Bischel for three. That one caroms off the front of the rim. Rebound to Kale Holmes. Slides a bounce pass to Carson Galvez. Brennan Lizell-Christensen lost it off his shoe. Taken away by Bloomer. They have numbers. Oren Burrish down the lane. Dumps it off to Bischel. Swatted away down low. Hazel at home. Good work in transition defense off a quick change there. Desi and Matthews will come in. Schemenauer to inbound. Schemenauer throws into Leverson. Outside the arc, Lesney up top, guarded by Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Oren Burrish with Desi and Matthews a hand in his face. Schemenauer just hit that three. Cale Holm pursuing him. Hands off to Leverson. Back to Schemenauer. Good look at a three, and he's hit two in a row. 34-26, Connor Schemenauer. Couple makes from downtown. Desi and Matthews to answer. He will, left corner. 37-26, McDonald. Desi and Matthews has hit a pair of threes. He has 6 points. Shooting starting to heat up here in the second half. Feed into the paint. Nathan Hazel intercepts it. Hazel across the timeline. Lost along the baseline. Back to Bloomer with 12:33 to play. Isaac Crawford will come into the game. Cale Holm will take a break. Still an 11-point lead for McDonald. Inbounds to Leverson, far side. Cale Holm out now in favor of Crawford, who guards Schemenauer, who has the hot hand. Leverson doubled. Throws a dangerous pass. Bischel comes over to grab it. Right corner, quick trigger on a three. Book it for Bloomer.
Schwarzenberger.
Tyson Schwarzenberger, the senior. Carson Galvez down the lane. No. Brennan Lizelle Christensen saves it back to Crawford. Crawford lost it on the way to the hoop. Schemenauer ahead of the pack. Layup is good. 37-31. Bloomer making a push. Schemenauer with 8 second half points. Isaac Crawford leaves over far side for Carson Galvez. And the start McDonald had at the beginning of this game, but Bloomer has slowly worked their way back in. Brennan Lizelle Christensen goes through contact and scores down the heart of the lane. That's his first points.
First basket. He got a free throw earlier.
Runner no good. Eight-point lead for McDonald, 39-31. Right side, Nathan Hazel. Hazel drives, hangs in the air, can't hit, but is hit, and he will go to the line. Shooting two with 11:04 to play. Hazel, the free throw is good. 40-31. Nine-point lead for McDonald, and Nathan Hazel, the junior, can make it a double-digit advantage. He will. A couple nice free throws from Hazel. With 7 minutes gone by here in the second half. Bischel hangs in the air, and a tough shot goes down, falling away, taking some contact. John Bischel.
You're staying in there.
McDonald up by 8, 41-33. Desi and Matthews right wing. Hazel posting up. Crawford goes high post. Rotated down left side, Carson Galvez. Galvez into the lane, kick out Isaac Crawford. Crawford feeds down to the right block, extended. Up with the left hand, pretty left hand. To make it a 10-point game again, Brennan Lizelle Christensen. So 5 points for Brennan all in the second half. Leverson up top to Bischel. Right wing feed, Schwarzenberger. Knocked away by Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Up top, Leverson. Subs coming in for Bloomer at the next stoppage. 8 minutes into the second half. Schemenauer, runner in the lane is good. 43-35, Connor Schemenauer. 10 points on the second half for Bloomer to spark their comeback bid here. Lizelle Christensen up top, Carson Galvez between the wheels, guarded by Bischel. Finds Nathan Hazel, good head fake. Hazel looking into the post, nothing there yet. out to Carson Galvez. Gives him a screen. Galvez spins into the lane. Looking for Hazel. Good catch by Hazel. Hazel in the lane. Pumps. Goes up. Scores. Counted in a foul. Nathan Hazel. 45-35 McDonald doing yeoman's work in the paint, the junior.
He's had some trouble down there, and again, Bloomer's done a very good job of defending their basket, but Nathan kind of got everybody up in the air.
9:23 left, 45-35. Hazel surpassing his season average of 9 points per game. Shooting the end one here. Free throw's good. Forty-six, thirty-five, the max. Leverson drops it down into the paint. Shot too strong off the glass. Anderson had it for a moment. Goes back to Bloomer. Tough shot, won't fall, but a foul as Luke Carlson will earn a trip to the foul line. Forty-six, thirty-five, McDonald. We'll update the score properly here. First free throw, no good. 11-point lead for the Max. Bloomer trying to cut into it with a free throw here. Carlson, second one rims out. Burrish fighting for the rebound. Lizelle Christensen takes it away.
Nice screen out there by Brennan.
Good feed to Desi and Matthews. Shot won't fall, but a nice feed from Hazel to Desi, and Matthews will go to the line shooting two with 9:02 remaining. Matthews, the senior, at the line. First free throw, perfect. 47-35. Matthews now with 7 points. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. 3 generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Second free throw, kindly hometown bounce off the front rim. 2 for 2 for Desi and Matthews on that trip back to a 13-point lead for McDonald's. We reach the halfway point of the second half. Burrish guarded by Matthews. Hard screen up top by Carlson. He went down. Matthews stayed up. Cale Holm coming out on Tegan Steele. Steele back to Bischel. Isaac Crawford. Playing good defense on him to Wyatt Leverson. Leverson driving baseline. Runs into trouble. Doubled. Out to Carlson. He'll try a mid-range jumper. Back rim. No. Rebounded to Mason Bussey. Looking for a guard. Shoots it over to Cale Holm. Far side in front of the Bloomer bench. Holm bounce to Desi and Matthews. High on the right wing. Guarded by Leverson. Hacked away for a moment. Desian, another pass knocked away by Leverson. Cale Holm, doubled, fights it down to Mason Bussey. Bussey, I think he thought for a moment about pulling the trigger on a three.
The student section said, let her go.
Desian Matthews right side, but just over 8 minutes to play. 48-35 McDonald. Pressure defense picking up for Bloomer. Any foul puts McDonald on the line with a one-on-one. Nice bounce pass down low. Cale Holm finds Luke Anderson. 50-35, Anderson, an easy layup from low on the left.
Nice pass by Cale.
Steele guarded aggressively by Crawford. Tough runner along the baseline, couldn't quite get it to roll in. Rebound to Anderson. Dangerous pass and picked off by Bischel. Bischel swatted away, Luke Anderson.
That was with authority.
Luke said, I may have committed the turnover, but no way are you going to get an easy bucket on me. Inbounds to Burrish. Burrish bumped by Desi and Matthews with 7:24 to go. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel projects, installing air purification systems, and more. As Bischel hits a three off the inbound.
Steele,
excuse me. And that's, I believe, the second for Teagan Steele. 12-point game. Cale Holm up top between the wheels off the screen from Mason Bussey. Back near midcourt. Leaves her Isaac Crawford, also near the timeline. Crawford a bounce to Desi Matthews coming off a screen. Nice give and go, Mason Bussey. Hits the back rim, flying for the follow. No, Luke Anderson. Rebound to Bischel of Bloomer. 6:40 to go, 50-38. McDonald up 12. Bloomer trying to make a push. Burrish bumped as he went down the lane. He'll shoot two with 6:34 to play. Kenworth's Gala Plumbing and Heating. From repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so, so much more. Call on the pros for large jobs or small. Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating? That's Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Sam Aberle, our on-site video producer. Audio producer is Zach Wycheck of the WOGO home base in Halley. Burrish hits the first free throw. I think that's his first point of the second half, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. He had four in the first half. Carson Galvez comes in. Brennan Lizell Christensen, Luke Anderson, and Desi Matthews. Some hard minutes for Coach Schilling. They'll step out with 6:34 to play. A gauntlet every single night in the Western Cloverville Conference. Second free throw from Burrish. That one good as well. 10-point game. Burrish 2-for-2 on that trip. He has 6 points. His team creeping a little closer. Bounce to Brennan Lizell Christensen, show and go, and he'll take it across the timeline. The junior over to Mason Bussey. Bussey fights it up top to Cale Holm. Carson Galvez, right corner, Brennan Lizell Christensen drives hard into the lane. Oh, off the glass and good. And tough, one.
Tough shot.
Goodness gracious, Brennan. 52-40. That took some English and some strength.
Yes.
Again, all the scoring for the junior Lizell Christensen here in the second half. The free throw, got it. Good stroke, 53-40.
Full timeout.
Back in 60 seconds, this is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
2.5 to go here, first half. A lot of great highlights to share at halftime. And Colleen hits another one. Wow, between Colleen and Tedley Anderson. It's a big one shooting contest.
Claire Ruff in traffic, whips it back out. Erin Siegenthaler for her third three.
But you better believe it.
Look good from here.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It's back to a 13-point lead for the home team as McDonald trying to be rude host to Bloomer. As we get to the final third of the second half, it's been an entertaining ball game. McDonald out to an early big advantage. Bloomer fighting back. Triple team on Lesney. Out to Bischel. Bischel has a good look at a three. That one caroms off the side of the rim. Lesney used the long wingspan to save it. Back up top to Bischel. Bischel down to Lesney. Lesney skip over far side. There's a deep three. Far side of the rim, and Bischel with the rebound on the miss from Steele.
Yeah, the rebounds are coming off really hard.
Leverson back to Steele. Extra pass. Burrish. Baseline jumper. No. And Brennan Lizell says, give me that on the rebound. Galvez across the timeline to Brennan Lizell Christensen, who's had the hot hand in the second half for McDonald. Double-digit points. Cale Holm up top. Right side, Carson Galvez. Galvez spins down to the right block, up with the right hand, and they're going to call a foul first.
Offensive foul
on Carson Galvez. So, say he created a little space with that forearm.
Forearm shiver.
5:14 to go. 53-40 McDonald. Bloomer shot well from downtown here in the second half. Probably need a little bit more of that here. Bischel right wing. He'll take a deep three. Clanks off the front of the rim. Nathan Hazel fighting for the rebound, and that one may go against Nathan.
Yep, over the back.
Burrish fighting with him down low. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow Wogo Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Bonus the rest of the way on both sides as Burrish will shoot a 1-1. He is 2-for-2 from the foul line here tonight. The senior leading scorer off the front of the rim but in. 53-41. So 3-for-3. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Second free throw gets a lot of iron again, but down. 53-42. Now Bloomer looking to double. Nathan Hazel trying to spin away. Lost it out of bounds. Last touch by Bloomer in front of their own bench. Cale Hummel inbound.
Yeah, Coach Dahl fouled that one off of Nathan's foot. But
back into Hazel. Finds Carson Galvez. Galvez floats a pass over Bischel, but Bischel got a piece of it, knocked it out of bounds.
Homer's putting a little pressure on him.
Inbounds to Cale Hummel. McDonald leading by 11. Mason Bussey blocked by Lesney in the lane. Now Schemenauer on the run. Into the right corner. Bischel has his shot denied by Mason Bussey. Brennan Mazel Christensen out to Carson Galvez. Galvez hangs in the air and hits. 55-42.
McDonald back up. Paid him back 13. On the other side.
Is that the first basket for Carson in the second half? He had 7 in the first half. Have him down for 9. Galvez steps in front of a pass and the paint knocks it away from Burrish. 4:06 remaining. 13-point contest. McDonald got lots of early separation as they shut out Bloomer for the first 7-8 minutes of the first half. Schemenauer no-look pass to Bischel. Gets it back in the right corner. Schemenauer for 3. That one pops in and out. Lead feed ahead to Cale Holm. He's got a 1-on-2. Cale takes it himself. Finger roll. No. Nathan Hazel offensive rebound. Hazel goes up strong and scores. Nathan Hazel. He has worked so hard in the second half. 57-42. Over and back on Bloomer.
Yeah. He got his foot on the line and threw it backwards.
McDonald leading now by 15 with 3:45 to go. And Cale home to inbound from just to the left of the scorer's table as we look at it. Finds Carson Galvez. Galvez across the logo. Picks up his dribble. Brennan Lizelle Christensen left wing. Brennan driving down to the baseline. Picked up by Nathan Hazel. Kick out Mason Bussey. Oh, he passed up a 3 again. Hazel driving baseline. Hangs in the air. Brennan Lizell Christensen, no. Grabs his own rebound again and finishes strong. Speaking of hot hands in the second half, Brennan Lizell Christensen and Nathan Hazel have handled the majority of the McDonald scoring here after the break. 59-42 McDonald. Bloomer trying to change that. Burrish gets a lot of rim. 3 won't go down. Brennan Lizell Christensen, he's got a head of steam. Lost the handle. Picks it up in the right corner. Kicks it out to Cale Holm with 2:50 to play. Hazel to Brennan Lizell Christensen. Brennan spins to the lane. Gets by his defender and a beautiful finish. 61-42.
He's feeling it now.
Full speed spin for the junior Lizell Christensen. Up to a 19-point lead for McDonald. Right side, Schemenauer. Scoots it down into the right corner, Schwarzenberger. He's doubled over there. A whistle with 2:22 to play. Coming up after the game, our Post Glass post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Muir in Chippewa Falls. We'll have The Fiber Fast Plays of the Game brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Mason Bussey will take a seat. Foul went on Carson Galvez, his third, team's eighth. So a 1-1 here for the Bloomer Blackhawks and Tyson Schwarzenberger. Max Mindell coming back into the game for Coach Keenan Dahl. Schwarzenberger will need to earn his second here. Free throw away and perfect. 61-43. As in Schwarzenberger has 4 points on the night. Just over 2:20 to play in the game. Commanding lead for McDonald. Bloomer hoping to cut into it with the clock stop. Second free throw, no. Snatched off the rim. Brendan Lizelle Christensen. Carson Galvez in the backcourt. Bloomer backing off a little bit here on the pressure. Galvez to Lizelle Christensen. Attacking in the paint. Kick out Nathan Hazel. Left corner pocket. Three. Splashed it. What a second half for Nathan Hazel. 64-43 McDonald.
Kind of opening it up here now.
Largest lead of the night for the Max at 21. Burrish, elbow jumper, right side, rims out. Rebound pulled in by Desi and Matthews. Reserves coming in for McDonald at the next stoppage. Nathan Hazel fires it to Desi and Matthews. Matthews to Cale Holm. Holm runs one up with the right hand and scores. 66-43 with 91 seconds to play.
Timeout.
Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Back to the action here on WOGO Sports. McDonald reserves into the game. Always great to see Jaden Mitchell is out there. Griffin Bergette. Aiden Bovey. Ball loose. Knocked back to Bloomer. Shot won't fall. Good challenge by Oliver Neese, the 5'10 sophomore. Jaden Mitchell shoots it down into the paint. Pick back out to Mitchell. He'll take a three. The crowd rises to his feet. No. Rebound pulled in by Ty Herman, the 6'3 junior for Bloomer. 66-43 the Max, under a minute to play. Looking to remain unbeaten in conference play. Bloomer again came into the game looking for their first win of the season. Not going to happen here tonight for the Blackhawks. Right wing. Nose-to-nose defense for Griffin Bergette of McDonald. Carlson lost on the way to the hoop. Offensive rebound. Nice putback for Brennan Hansen, the 6'5 sophomore. We've got some height coming up, Bloomer. 15 seconds to play. Aiden Bovey left wing. Shoots it over to Dawson Moulton. 9 seconds left. Moulton jabbing, attacking into the paint. Moulton called for a travel. Thought maybe they'd get a foul first. No, with 4.8 seconds left. In that post-glass post-game show, we'll also have the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Bloomer will play out the string here as the clock hits triple zeros. Your final score, the McDonald Max, 66, the Bloomer Blackhawks, 45. Bloomer falls to 0-6 on the season, 0-3 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. McDonald, after their 5-game win streak was snapped on Tuesday night, now get back to their winning ways, 6-2 on the season, 2-0 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. We'll step out, be back in 3 minutes with a post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. Highlights Stats recap, those Holly Bovey names you know, stats, the 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Pass plays of the game, and we'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling as well. That's all ahead in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Basketball as the Macs win it by 21 over Bloomer.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
24-7 West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome into the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. We'll get your 24-7 West Wisconsin at Telcom Fiber Fast plays of the game coming up. Also, the Holly Bovey names you know stats recap. But first, a few thoughts on this one. Physical game, Western Clover Belt Conference game. There's just nothing easy in this conference. McDonald got off to about as hot a start as you could ask for, and Bloomer battled them the whole way, got within six in the second half. But in the end, McDonald just a little bit too strong, especially on their front line.
They started fast and they ended fast. Yeah. You know, there was a little lull in the middle there, where Bloomer did a nice job of fighting it back, getting within, maybe
eight. I think it was six.
Six? Yeah, you're right.
Within six.
I think it was six. So, but then McDonald kind of opened it up there,
yeah,
towards the end of the second half. Brennan just did a nice job there. Nathan Hazel coming on strong in the second half. They struggled a little bit in the first half. Came through in the end when we needed them.
We'll take a look now at the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. We'll chat with head coach Adam Schilling. Get the highlights coming up as well, too. Again, first, my thanks for Mark Maloney keeping better stats than I did. So now we know that the numbers add up. McDonald had four players in double figures, seven scored, but four in double figures. Seven scored as well for Bloomer, two in double figures. And they were led by John Bischel with 11 points and 10 for Connor Schemenauer. And Schemenauer came on strong, all 10 of those in the second half.
Yes, he did a nice job out there. And again, they shot the threes very well tonight.
Yeah. Oren Burrish had 8 points. Now, he averages over 15 per game. So McDonald did a good job taking him away. Other players stepped up for Bloomer, but a 66-45 win for McDonald. So two in double figures. So Burrish with 8 points, six for Tegan Steele, four for Tyson Schwarzenberger, four for Caden Lesney. That was all in the first half, and two for Brennan Hansen. On the other side for McDonald, they were led by 15 points from Nathan Hazel. He had three at the half, had 12 in the second half. 12 apiece for Carson Galvez and Brennan Lazelle Christensen. And Brennan scored all 12 of his in the second half. So 24 yeah. combined points in the second half from Nathan Hazel and Brennan Lazelle Christensen. 10 for Mason Bussey. He had 8 of those 10 in the first half. 8 for Desian Matthews, 7 for Cale Holm, and 2 for Luke Anderson to round out the scoring for McDonald. As head coach Adam Schilling joins us here on the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube and Facebook. And, Coach, we're just talking about, in particular, some of your frontline players in the second half, Nathan Hazel and Brennan Lazelle Christensen. Brennan didn't score in the first half. Nathan had three in the first half, and honestly, he was battling really hard and had some shots sent back, working really hard, not necessarily getting rewarded in the scoring column, but 24 points in the second half. You scored 40 in the second half, and those two guys accounted for 24 of them. Really a big credit to their hard work all throughout the game.
Yeah, I think it seemed like we had kind of a rough goal.
Here, we'll make sure that we can, 1 second, we'll get Coach properly hooked in here. All right. This is what happens when I don't properly hook things up. There we go. All right, now we can hear you. All right.
Okay. Yeah, I thought first half we got good shots. I think we were like 6 for 20 from two-point range in the first half. So we liked the shots we were getting, but we weren't able to finish them off. And then second half, I thought we did a better job getting the ball and then actually finishing. And then we had a lot of offensive rebounds, too. I think we had some good putbacks, which helped us get over a few slumps we had.
Again, we talk about what Brennan and Nathan in particular did in the paint in the second half, but Mason Bussey, all throughout the game, but especially in that first half, had 8 of his 10 points, but he was just owning the glass.
Yeah, Mason's really been playing well. He's probably one of the hardest workers we have. I think, you know, it's just fun to see him kind of keep growing, and he's a lot more polished than he was last year. I think he worked on his game. And just when we can get him scoring around 10 points a game, it really makes us a tough team to beat.
When you look at some of the guys that you bring in, again, off the bench, just athlete after athlete, Luke Anderson coming in with some really nice minutes. Desian Matthews, it seems like he just brings kind of a calm to this team as well, too. He's going to get that crucial offensive board. He's going to hit that big three. And I know he started a game or two earlier, but it seems like he really embraces that role, saying, hey, whatever the team needs, I'm going to go do it. And he does it really effectively at a high level for you.
Yeah, Desian's had a great year. I mean, he's probably got some of the better shooting percentages that we have on the team. Just very efficient in everything he does. And it's just great to see him healthy and coming in there and flying around. His athleticism, too, is another kid that just, he's playing around the rim a lot on rebounds, so it's a great thing.
Carson Galvez came into this game by a whisker, leading you guys in scoring, but it just seems like he doesn't force the offense to come. Again, he'll let it come to him, and there's a lot of unselfishness on this team. You don't necessarily see guys looking for shots just to say, hey, I got to make sure I get to my average. I mean, Cale Holm, we saw him hit 7 threes the other night, but not taking nearly as many here tonight, too, and just kind of saying, let's see what kind of game we're in. Let's see what the defense is doing against us. And we know that we've got a number of guys who can score 12, 15 a night.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we're going to have a guy scoring, you know, 30 a game or whatever it is. So we got to do it as a group. And we've really done a good job with just kind of finding the hot hand when we do have it. But just guys finding ways to contribute and find ways to score when we need a bucket, it's really important.
Coach, we were talking with Coach Dahl before the game, and he was talking about, again, just how physical and tough it is in this conference, and night after night after night, it's a battle. 2-0 in the conference so far, obviously a lot of Western Clear Belt games to play, but how does this conference make you guys better because you can't ever take a night off?
Well, it's always competitive, so no matter who you're playing, especially on the road when you got to travel, those games are always tough no matter who it is against, and it really prepares you for the playoffs because there's a lot of different styles, a lot of great coaches in our conference. So it's really, you always see our teams do pretty well in the playoffs, and I think a lot of it is just from us kind of beating up on each other in the regular season.
Coach, we appreciate your time. A lot of games this week before and after the holiday, but 2 out of 3 this week, too, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys again soon.
Great. Thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it.
Nice job, Coach.
That's head coach Adam Schilling here in the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll step out and be back right after this with your 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. Give us 3 minutes, and we're back with those here on WOGO Sports. This is Max Basketball. McDonald knocking off Bloomer 66-45.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our 5 convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Basketball and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Post Glass postgame show brought to you Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And we've got a lot of highlights to get to, so frantically trying to get all those ready to go here. highlights from the second half, which we'll get to in a moment here. But again, just kind of echoing what Coach Schilling was saying, they did a lot of things effectively here tonight against a good, scrappy Bloomer team.
Yes, again, they did a nice job out there, and you know, I see Mason down here talking to some, I think that's Coach Schilling's parents and wife and everybody down there. And Mason, he gave the young lady a hug there, and he says, I won't squeeze too hard. He just did a nice job out there. And again, like Coach was saying, you know, you get Mason involved in there, and you get him scoring 10 points. And I don't know, one of these days I'll probably have to keep track of his rebounds. He had to be well over 10 rebounds tonight.
Yeah.
He was just cleaning up the boards there and does a nice job out there. But then, again, it's nice to see Nathan Hazel coming to life the second half, Brennan coming to life the second half. Those guys just did a nice job. And, again, the unselfish play of Kale, right?
Yeah.
The guy only had 7 points, 1-3, but he's out here, and he's quarterbacking out here too. You know, he's just kind of directing people where to go and
how
to get that offense going. So he's all about the team and winning together as a team.
Well, today's Fiber Fast Plays of the Game here on the Post Class Post Game Show. Those Fiber Fast Plays of the Game brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom. Keep your home or business internet going with fiber fast speed and strong signal strength. Fiber cable is always on, unaffected by the weather, has no data caps, and is serviced by local, quick, and friendly customer service. Visit WWT.net or call 231-2000. Let's take a listen to how the second half sounded on WOGO Sports. Lennox, Northwestern Bank. Nice feed down to Hazel. Hazel goes up with the opposite hand. No, grabs his own rebound. Left hand again and finishes. Working hard, Nathan Hazel. I just missed putting the point up on the scoreboard. Carson Galvez straight on for three. Didn't miss that one. Galvez makes it 34-20. Oren Burrish down the lane. Dumps it off to Bischel. Swatted away down low. Hazel at home. Good work in transition defense off a per game. Nine
down a very
45 fouls. Goes up, scores, counted in the foul. Good catch by gives. Looking for Hazel. Good catch by Hazel. Hazel in the lane. Pumps, goes up, scores, counted in the foul. Nathan Hazel. 45-35 McDonald doing yeoman's work in the paint. The junior per game. Top runner along the baseline. Couldn't quite get it to roll in. Rebound to Anderson. Dangerous pass and picked off by Bischel. Bischel swatted away. Luke Anderson. Alves. Right corner. Brennan Lizelle Christensen drives hard into the lane. Oh, off the glass and good. And
tough,
one.
Tough shot.
Goodness gracious. Brennan. 52-40. The right corner. Bischel has his shot denied by Mason Bussey. Brennan Lizelle Christensen out to Carson Galvez. Galvez hangs in the air and hits. 55-42. Corner Schemenauer for three. That one pops in and out. Lead feed ahead to Kale Holm. He's got a one-on-two. Kale takes it himself. Finger roll. No. Nathan Hazel offensive rebound. Hazel goes up strong and scores. Nathan Hazel. He has worked so hard in the second half. Out to Kale Holm with 2:50 to play. Hazel to Brennan Lizelle Christensen. Brennan spins to the lane, gets by his defender, and a beautiful finish. 61-42.
He's feeling it now.
Full speed spin for the Bloomer, backing off a little bit here on the pressure. Galvez to Lizelle Christensen. Attacking in the paint, kick out Nathan Hazel. Left corner pocket, three, splashed it. What a second half for Nathan Hazel. And that's how the second half sounded. Your Fiber Fast Plays of the Game brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Protect your home or business with clear monitored home security systems. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. WOGO Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Quick look ahead at our WOGO Sports calendar. McDonald boys, next time we'll see them will be on January 12th at Alma Center Lincoln. That'll be a 6:40 pregame. Next time we'll see the McDonald girls will be coming up this next week as they will be hosting Elk Mound here on January 8th. Earlier on that week, it's CFM, Chippewa Falls, Menominee Sabres girls hockey. That'll be coming up on Monday, 6:40. Greg Stewart and Connie Feedy on the call. CFM against the St. Croix Fusion. Then the following night, Tuesday evening, Chi High boys hockey taking on Eau Claire North, also at 6:40 p.m. Good game here for McDonald, Mark Maloney, and as they head further into conference play, building blocks each time.
Yes, and again, there's a lot of conference games coming up here, so it was a good win for them. And again, playing Loyal the other night was probably a good little test for them. Good to see them kind of come out of that game and play a good game tonight and get back in the win column.
Our first broadcast of 2026 here on WOGO Sports. Thank you so much for joining us and making us part of your night again. I encourage you to share that with others as well, WOGO Sports on YouTube, so that more and more folks can enjoy these Chi High McDonald game broadcasts, watch the replays, etc. Thank you so much to our board operator back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Mr. Zach Wycheck, and our intrepid video producer here on site at McDonald, Sam Aberley. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson, saying good night from Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, McDonald 66, Bloomer 45. This has been McDonald Max Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from McDonald.
WOGO, your sports station.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovee of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming, already in progress.